Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror Live. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight live to watch some trailers with you guys. First time. Fought the temptation to look at any of these. So it should
our
be
first time. Oh, first time watching these trailers.
First time watching these trailers. I'm not referring to anything else. Don't know. I'm assuming.
I was going
to
say speak for yourself.
Assuming not. But yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Busted. We should have just called it the Bust and Cherry Show.
Okay.
Again, Dad, speak for yourself.
We'll re-edit it. So anyways, yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
they don't know. Todd, maybe I'm the editor. They don't know that. The listeners.
I'm fucking about to cut your feed in like 3 seconds.
No. Todd does the tech stuff. So yeah, we're going to react to them live. So first, since this just randomly came up in the chat right before the show,
what's up to everybody in the chat?
What's up, chat? Zombie, the first one in tonight. We got, Orc, Doreen, hi. And, Indy was here. Hey, Ben. So Ezra Miller came up. Now I've heard that there's a controversy and I haven't really looked into it much. I've been a little bit out of the loop this past week on news. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
There's a lot of shit going down with Mr. Ezra Miller. Or excuse me, they, them, Ezra Miller. I can't give him one of those because they identify as they, them. Any fucking way. They, them is being a massive fucking pill and a problem. Onset and offset. So it all, the news kicked off that he got arrested. And then I found out it was... he grabbed a microphone from this lady singing karaoke, made a big old deal. The cops got involved. He got released. He went back to his hotel room. And, oh, they were all in Hawaii, by the way. Also, who pisses off Hawaiian people? Those locals are, like, the most relaxed motherfuckers ever. Also, they're gigantic. If you do piss them off, like, what are you doing? So he went back to his hotel, and it was the cast of Fantastic Beasts. They were there, before going to promote their shit in London or whatever. He ended up barging into the neighbor's hotel, yelling some obscenities, blah, 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 blah. And he ended up stealing someone's passport and one other thing, like an ID or something. And he's like, fuck you. And then he ran out. Cops got involved again. Apparently from March 7th to like last week, almost a whole month in Hawaii, he was, he had the cops called on him 10 times.
Jesus
10 fucking
Christ.
Times. Like, you're a nuisance. So then also he ended up threatening to kill somebody at the same hotel room that got out. And then apparently he's been having outbursts on set of The Flash where, like, they had to stop all type of, like, the whole day was ruined and, like, he went blank. This man has mental issues, or this person has mental issues. He's a menace. And, like, I understand mental health is very fucking important. It is not your fault, but it's your responsibility, and you are not being responsible, Mr. Miller. Excuse me, Ezra Miller. So please get your shit together, because he is the reason why, part of the reason why the DCEU stuff keeps getting pushed, along with just him being a problem and people not knowing what to do or handle how to handle Ezra Miller. So I think since it's The Flash, it's cool. We can just... go back in time or whatever, and he can look different in the next one because it's that quick of a fix. We need to talk about Kevin is apparently real. So he's a big fucking, he's a piece of shit. I've defended him all the time until I found, like, I can only defend so much. So yeah, that's the drama going on with Ezra fucking Miller.
Sounds like he needs to probably go to rehab too, because that doesn't sound like somebody that's not on some shit, allegedly.
Yes, he needs counseling. They needs counseling.
There you go.
Yeah, man, sounds like a pain in the ass to work with.
And he's talented, but, like, dude, you're not that talented or that well known to act a fool like that. So someone needs to check his ass. I'm sure he didn't act that way in front of Michael Keaton.
Fair enough.
I doubt it.
I'll fucking step in. Excuse me. I don't give a fuck who has alopecia. I'm knocking all of you out.
Pulls off the back glove and just slaps the shit.
The bat.
You want to get nuts? Come on, Ezra. Let's get nuts. Yeah.
So. Wow. There have been a few meltdowns. I don't really have a ton of details on it, but Sonny killed somebody now. So
allegedly. Come on, Dan.
Well, the person did die.
But it could be involuntary manslaughter. So
could be involuntary manslaughter, but a car accident is dead. So.
Yeah, you hear drunk driving, it's Sonny. Like, okay, yeah, it made sense.
And she had fucking a hot dog in one hand and the fucking on the other. Todd knows.
It's true.
I think a lot of people, just my opinion, might be mourning her OnlyFans very soon.
Hasn't that shit been closed for like a long time?
Did she ever really do that?
Yeah.
She had to.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck.
I mean, I don't know. I'm past the...
Dan has all the files on this computer.
Did we ever do the flesh wound OnlyFans where we can follow these motherfuckers? Dan, are you holding out on us?
Flesh wound OnlyFans.
No, this is just an account where we can fucking prey on these individuals.
Well, you have to pay to look at OnlyFans, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm saying if it's a joint account, anyway.
No, I don't subscribe to anybody on OnlyFans. I created one a while ago, but not to show my goods, but just
hold on. You created an OnlyFans, but you won't sign up for Letterboxd? Fuck you.
Letterboxd doesn't show up vaginas.
Everyone in the chat and comment that Dan needs to make a Letterboxd.
I didn't say
Dan
I
already
wouldn't.
Said fuck all them because they all told him to do it and he hasn't. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep bringing it up though. We're gonna fucking gang bang you into submission. Shout out Marino.
Does it make that's an in? Does it ding on your phone though? I just have too many things.
You can not ding it. You can change that setting, dude. Dan, I do it all the time.
I don't know anything.
Everything Dan does dings.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. That's what's annoying. That's why I don't know if I want it.
Ben Grimm's calling Dan out. He doesn't subscribe to anybody. Anyone. Sure. Right?
I do not subscribe to anybody. OnlyFans, you know my opinion on that. It's a scam.
Dying Breed, his dick also wears a hat.
Does. Yeah.
Yeti only fucks bareback, so figure that one out.
Dick hats could be money. Coming to the Flesh Wound store, we're going to...
All right, what do we have up first?
Yeah,
dick hats, man.
8 minutes in, we're on Dan's dick hats. Let's get some...
Ezra Miller can use a dick hat.
Ezra Miller could use a dick hat, it sounds like.
So what are we doing? What are we watching?
Good question.
Do we know the order, or is it going to be like a random thing?
Don't I normally say what they are first?
I don't remember.
Yeah, usually you do.
Okay, well, first up, we're going to check out the trailer for a new game.
Yeah. I was scrolling through Facebook, and the gameplay for this game came up. So I think we all need to watch the trailer and just have some sort of reaction to this thing, because I think it's going to piss a lot of people off and be pretty controversial. So, yeah, let's get right into it.
I better behave. It's like I'm imagining a cop game and a knee.
Hay un lugar.
And this is from a Polish extreme horror video game company.
Donde todas tus fantasías.
I'm already in.
Más oscuras y enfermizas son posibles. Comparte tu experiencia.
Stop.
That motherfucker is like Castle Freak vibes all day.
I'm not gonna lie, the next music video I do, I'm stealing that iPhone. That's cool.
You see that? No, you see the comments?
Stop. You don't have to do this.
En la locura.
In the culo.
Trauma, the video game. Dude, this guy looks like a martyr.
Elige a tus víctimas. Cuídala.
You nurture him back to health and then torture him.
Why are we here? Who did this to us?
Y recompénsalas con la venganza.
I'm gonna stop this.
And then you can have a fucking game mode where they're all are about to try to get revenge on you and you take them out.
The high like tension Manhunt song. Style. I'd watch this movie.
Well, yeah.
Please. Fucking snakes and shit. Yeah, definitely major Manhunt vibes, Ben.
Personaliza a tu víctima.
The coolest part is you can customize your torture victims. You can name them, give them profiles, and everything. So if somebody's pissing you off one day at work, go home and get to work.
So does Jada Pinkett Smith come automatically or what's her creator? Oh,
you already know, dude. She's my first three people I'm making. I do hope they have Dan's hat, though.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh,
we should create ourselves in the game. So is that a PC game? Yeah. Right?
So it's gonna come out on Steam first, but then it will eventually make its way towards to consoles. Usually, it happens anywhere between six months to a year after it hits Steam. But yeah, I'm buying a PS5 just to play that goddamn game. But it's already pissed a lot of people off. Especially when you see how brutal the gameplay. I mean, the trailer is just scratching the surface. We have a gameplay video we'll show in a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be probably one of the most brutal games ever made. And I am all fucking in. But it's pissing a lot of people off. They're just like, you know, this is going to, you know, create some sick people. Just like, you know, the same shit that every
video. We don't like it.
Yeah.
Same bullshit with Resident Evil and Counter-Strike, all that shit. It's going to corrupt our children. Maybe so. You better behave.
I think that the fact that it's so specific and you can go down to just creating people you want to murder, I think that's where people are like, what the fuck? But for me, I mean, dude, that's just a healthy release of going off into video game world, so.
Yeah, it's all fun. You're great. You know, you take out your friends and vice versa. It's just good fun.
And all the popular, like the really popular video games, they're all fucking gory as fuck and fucked up. Like there's fucked up shit in all, like The Last of Us and even Call of Duty, I mean, gets really fucked up in certain instances. So, I mean, it's not like video games don't ever go into this type of territory, but I don't think we've ever seen anything get to this extent. But I'm all in and really excited to fucking play it. So, anybody in the chat, just let us know what you think. If you have any opinions, if this game shouldn't be made, because there's already petitions out there to get it taken off of Steam before it even gets released.
You can just not click it or buy it. Like, you do not have to give it any of your time at all.
Dude, trust me, it doesn't matter with those people.
I understand because this, you know, change the channel. I've always been that way. I don't like them.
I am too, but trust me, I've had to have that conversation a few times just in the last few days. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Damn it, Mom. I like horror movies. Leave me alone.
I'm going to laugh at like the 12-year-old that's put in like 600 hours on this game and you're going to see that on the Steam profile.
That would have been us. Shit, it still might be.
When this comes out, you know I'm going to be up till like fucking 6 in the morning playing this shit and creating people.
Goddamn adult. I'll play this as long as I want to. My bills are
paid. Is this compatible with that VR thing? I know other podcasts have a VR thing.
I don't know. Maybe they'll come out with a version of it. Because I think one of their other games that came out, what the fuck was it called? Agony. I think that has a VR option. So it is possible with the company.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and they put out some really nasty other games too, just taking place in like hell. I know Agony like had a bunch of controversy to it. And this new one that should be coming out this year, Succubus, where you play as a succubus in hell, basically trying to kill Baphomet and shit and fighting all these monsters. It's going to be sick as fuck. So I'm really looking forward to everything I'm seeing from them. And yeah, coming soon to PS4 and PS5. So
I think most of this sort of stuff almost has to come from overseas now.
Yeah, it's from Poland. So
yeah, that's what. Yeah,
oh, let's not have that argument again.
Right.
Oh,
Dan's all about it.
That's fucked up.
You don't even know what we're referring to, Dan. But yeah, you argued to the death about being it, and you were wrong.
He got what I was saying, but you could talk about the nobody sleeps.
Oh, you're going on the movie thing.
Yeah. Yes, Island Heritage.
All right, I know. I was going the other way.
Just so we're clear.
I do want to say, if you're an audio listener, this may not be as effective. You may want to wait and check it out on the YouTube because you don't get to see the trailers. But
we do appreciate you listening to us. Thank you very much. So,
yes.
Please drive safe if you're in the car.
Yeah. I mean, you can still hear the trailers. That one wasn't one that's really going to translate because you can't.
Maybe see that's it, what was going on with Sunny. She was watching our last trailer show.
Can all I take right. that guy's hot dog? Sure.
Two.
So what we got up next, Todd?
I don't know. Well, not the first time she's taken two at once. All right, let's go.
That is.
Where is that sequel? Well, I guess, Dan, you're going to get your WIP version.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Choose death or die. Cursed video game.
Choose or die.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a Netflix horror movie.
Are worthy, and remember,
reality. I like the poster on the wall.
Is cursed.
Can you stay alive, bud?
You're not special. You are fired.
Saw the eviction notice.
This used to be a good neighborhood.
What's this?
Cursor.
The 125 grand prize.
There are a ton of unclaimed prizes from retro games.
Could be easy money. You know Wilkie's on 37th?
Yes, I do.
Meet me there tonight at 1:30.
It's a date.
It's a deal. It's not like anything I've ever seen before.
It seemed to affect reality.
You have to choose, Kayla. Choose or die.
Coffee? Good.
Cake?
Clean up.
I love cake when I have a coffee, dude.
Nope.
Rad. Nope. It's a Jewish wedding.
Death match.
Stop! In there. Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
How is it doing? It's almost putting the words on the screen before I say them.
Who's like Elijah Wood?
I was gonna say at that bottom just, angle, you look like Elijah.
Oh well, Pugs is gonna hate this.
Ben Grimm, it's one of the Netflix Choose Your Own Adventure movies where it stops and makes you pick a way to go. You're right, Todd. I don't. Dan,
I'm into it.
Yeah, you can let me know.
We gotta choose, Caleb.
I said you might be what it was looking for.
Is that Party Boy?
Let us know if we should do a Choose Your Own Adventure watch along.
So how does that work on Netflix? Is it
stupid, wasn't that what was that? Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Yeah. I haven't done it yet. The Undertaker fucking movie was one of them too, wasn't it, yeah. Todd?
I was not a man of my word in that one. One day I will watch it, but the Choose Your Own Adventure thing, yeah, I'm not.
I
want to press play and fucking zone out. What are you doing to me? Now I got to fucking choose. Although some of the choices in Bandersnatch were cool.
Well, a lot of times you can just let him go and it'll play.
Yeah.
Remember Final Destination 3 had that option too. With
the best option was to choose not to get on the ride and then the movie was over.
That was fucking funny. That is funny.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah, I mean, I would be down. We should just do it together. That would be a lot more. That's what I'm saying.
We'll do it, watch it together, and then...
that's tolerable. But can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we sync it up, we should be fine. They have that Netflix watch party gimmick too, where we can all watch together.
Okay.
So maybe we'll send out a link and everyone can watch.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. 15th. All right. You just have to remember so we don't forget the air date.
It comes out the 15th?
I thought it said the 15th. Well, Chad can confirm.
I can confirm.
But yeah, it looks, yeah, I mean, it looks cool. It really did kind of remind me of Stay Alive, though. You guys remember that video game movie? No.
Yeah, with Frankie.
Malcolm in the Malcolm, middle. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched it, so.
Oh, a lot of people like it. I don't really remember everything about it. But
isn't it basically a Nightmare on Elm Street ripoff?
I don't remember that.
I don't think so.
My memory of it was like, I mean, it was like a video game sort of thing.
Yeah, so they like have to, like, basically, if they die in the video game, they die in real life.
See,
yeah,
and like that's the Nightmare on Elm Street comparison.
Elm Street, Lawnmower Man maybe had a little
Matrix.
Bit. Matrix? Yeah, something.
All right. Yeah, I don't remember hating it, so maybe I'll give it a rewatch.
You know, I don't remember it that well either, so it can't be that.
I just don't remember it. I know I saw it. I saw it in theaters.
I think I saw it in theaters too, actually.
Yeah, it had an R-rated cut and I think it had a PG-13 cut.
Yeah, theatrical was PG-13.
Yeah.
But, all right, do we want to get our next one? It is The Nameless Days. Let's just drop it back in. All right. And here we go. I do not
all right. Oh, my God, it's undocumented too? I'll lose my shit. What was this called again?
The Nameless Days.
Okay.
I don't know. I want a cameo with the chick from Beneath Us.
That's so many chicks. Ooh, that looks kind of cool.
Got a long coke nail.
Did he threaten you in any way?
He seemed more scared than anything.
Yeah, a similar incident reported a couple days ago.
Who did this to you?
Just asking you to be
a little extra. Cool.
Stay away from the
right?
My girlfriend is still.
Is she hurt?
She has a baby in her belly.
She's pregnant?
There's a legend among people near here. It's 5 days on the Aztec calendar that belong to Noma. It is a time when dark spirits come back to Earth.
MoMA?
Uh oh.
It's okay. I'm here to help you. I'd say these things stay for 5 days. We're on day four. It's not that long till sunrise.
Oh. Looks, yeah, I'm in. That looks cool.
Looks cool promising. Yeah.
What is Shining Girls?
That's an adaptation of the Lauren Bukes book. It's actually a very popular horror book.
Well, let's just go straight in the staircase since I didn't hit the gimmick.
This house is filled with so
I still haven't seen the documentary, damn it.
Oh, it's good. I've seen it on Netflix.
Dude, so
I know.
Good.
Family.
Which doc?
It's all we got.
The Staircase.
We're not perfect.
It's on Netflix.
You saw
but
it.
But we survive. Because we stick together. And we love each other.
John, now we want to wear your marker.
Tony Collette, too, so.
Kathleen's dead.
Death up at the bottom of the stairs.
I think she fell.
I'm calling this whole thing a crime scene.
Is this normal?
What's going on? What are the police looking for?
We believe Michael Peterson murdered Kathleen in cold blood.
It's fiction. It's fabrication.
I got a call from a couple documentarians.
It's totally normal.
Nothing's normal anymore.
I'm worried about some things that will come to light.
Come to light.
Sooner or later, everyone's gonna know who you are.
Did Mom know?
It's always two things with Michael.
Michael? That's his name?
Yeah. Unless he's pulling a long con.
It's my life on the line.
That cast
and I want to tell my story.
Oh, I showed the owl.
And I promise you, when we're on the other side of this, things will be better. To La Familia.
and to the ones we miss.
So
what was the documentary? I don't remember it.
Well, I watched the whole thing. It's the guy that was accused of killing his. There's a lot of twists, and I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real.
What was the documentary called?
The Staircase. I believe it was also the same thing. Yeah.
It was either that or Staircase Murder, something like that.
They followed the whole trial.
Yeah. It's super good.
It is. If you don't know anything about it, it's even better.
So should I go and watch the doc first or wait for the
movie? Yes, watch the doc first.
Okay. Watch the doc. Honestly, you'll get a couple episodes in. I can't remember how long it was, but then you'll just obliterated in a day because it's just it'll grab you. Yeah. It's
one of the ones that slipped by me, but I'm familiar with the case and I know I would fucking eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Toni Collette, I'm in no matter what. I don't care.
Colin Firth, Rosie, come on.
Yeah. Anything. I'll watch a romantic comedy that I'd never otherwise watch if Toni Collette's in it. That's how good she is.
She's amazing.
All right. On that note, we're going to go and do a follower.
It's another romantic
serial killer horror.
I'm in.
Yeah. So this, I think, just came out yesterday, if I remember correctly.
We're here. Day one.
Dan's in.
One of a two-day trip. Day one. Meet my two best friends off into the great unknown for our
annual. I don't know if Dan's in.
We're going to get some sun, some nature, some distance.
Because they're streaming.
Yeah.
You're gonna get Mick Taylor.
And the phones are dead.
Damn. Oh, duh.
She said, "Damn, I'm getting really good reception here, Dan."
She got a DM. I see you.
From who?
Freshman Dan.
They're going the other way.
That was funny.
They're really happy.
Hey, how many hunting licenses do we give out this season?
20, I think.
We give out any crossbow hunting licenses?
It's Ezra Miller.
Hey, Heather. Hi. Me and two of my friends have been hiking on
the Bennett Trail.
On the Bennett Trail, and we would like to report that somebody just shot at us.
You were shot at?
That's what she gets.
He's recording us.
He's on 4chan fucking showing this shit off.
Well, I'm in.
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm in as fuck.
Maybe. It's hard to tell from the trailer. I'm interested enough that I'm willing to
give it a shot.
I'm not sold, but I will check it out.
Looks cool. Looks like it could be fucking off the chain. So hopefully,
I mean, that's
good gore.
And it's an interesting version of social media horror because it's not just these vloggers. He's streaming their deaths live on 4chan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the fact that they leaned in the other way, the phones work perfect. So because Dan was already calling it as they're saying it.
that's the problem with the modern. Is it modern day horror movies in general? There's just so many ways out of things, unless they make your characters idiots. But
that's fine.
All right. All right, let's do some shark bait.
Oh God!
Fuck yeah! I'm wearing my King Shark shirt.
King Shark is probably way cooler than whatever the fuck this is gonna be.
There are no comparison to Todd Shark.
You know. You need to watch Sharkula, by the way. I just found out that's a thing.
It's a trailer. I don't know if we have it tonight. Sharkula.
I'll find it. And we can do that.
Yeah, I got it.
Just add it on the list there.
You're out of here tomorrow.
It's our last chance to do some dumb shit. Get a room.
Hey. Jet skis?
This is such a bad idea, you guys.
My
quick 5-minute blast?
Jars, though.
Of course.
Man, is she gonna drown? Dumbasses.
What a bunch of
I don't feel
idiots.
Bad for these people at all.
You know who's already drowned.
I like the shark. Well, I said that about her.
Great right
there. So going us.
We sit here and do nothing with your feet.
We don't die of dehydration first.
Get this thing started.
We have there's Alicia Silverstone.
And what if no one comes?
That's the vibe. I'm dead.
We don't want to die.
Well, you know who's going to play the floating corpse later.
Fuck you, God.
Whale poop.
He's coming back.
Shamu is there. Oh, fuck out of here.
I mean, no. The
I'd be lying, though, if I said I wasn't going to watch this.
Oh, I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
I mean, the shark stuff looked okay compared to some. Yeah, I almost am at a point where I'm more inclined to just watch the really stupid CG comedy sort of shark flicks over, because Requin was just like, oh my god, is this fucking
but see that
yet?
Doesn't look the same. Those are like totally that was yeah, trying to but, be serious. This doesn't look like it's trying to be super serious.
The one thing I'll say is Great White that came out, I think it was like last year, that looked all right too, and then the fucking shark just looked like barely a step above sci-fi, you know. Asylum's shark shit.
I'm in. Fuck it. Yeah. So did we add Sharkula later?
Well, I'm just annoyed that's not coming out this year because it's spring break time and not, well, it's not like I just won't watch Piranha 3D, but that's not the point.
That movie's fucking fantastic to this day. How old is that movie now? Is that 10 years too?
11 probably. God, I think it came out.
Which one again?
Piranha 3D.
Yeah, I'd say that's past the 10 year.
Yeah, I think just barely. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I did
12. It's 2010. The sequel was 2012, so that one's a decade old.
Okay. Yeah.
God damn. That was a good time at the theater too.
I love the end, the decap, and then the head falls and the cleavage. There were so many hilarious shots.
Riley Steele, shout out.
Wasn't
Jana Michaels in there too?
Yeah, she has the awesome kill with the on the what
parasail
is it called?
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the parasail. Yeah. I know. Fuck. When he casts the porn.
Let's watch that.
I know. I'm ready. All right. Well, let's check out our next one.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Nightmare Shark, it's basically Nightmare on Elm Street with the shark instead of Freddy. I know me and Dan's are fans of that one.
Yeah, we are. Ghost Shark reigns supreme.
Ghost Shark's pretty gnarly.
Ghost Shark is fucking awesome.
The sprinkler is the one that got me, dude.
Oh, the water fountain. Ghost Shark
That's good
is
too.
Just, it's like happiness. Just pure happiness.
All right,
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, Dan, but yeah. The Cellar.
We got a Shudder one.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's so ugly.
You know, when I was a kid, I would have loved to have lived in a place like this.
What's in there?
That's the cellar.
It's filthy.
I like to think of it as character.
Mom, Dad, get me out!
Hang on, Ellie.
That
you keep being a bitch, fucking.
Mom, get me out!
Keep that shit out.
I'm done here.
I need you to watch Steven tonight.
I haven't heard anything in a while.
On our first night.
Is that Elijah Dushku?
Cuthbert.
Who?
Eliza Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
I'm scared. There's 10 steps to the bottom. Count each step. Can you do that?
1, 2.
You're doing great, Ellie. Keep counting.
I can tell Ellie's 3. Already going to piss me off.
Ellie!
Ellie!
We've talked to her friends, but no leads, unfortunately.
Something happened in the cellar.
Ezra Miller's now.
What about this?
It's definitely a representation for a dimension.
There's symbols above all the doors.
Triangle horde. Fuck yeah. Ghostface.
Ghostface.
Delta. Point vector. Epsilon.
There's something in there. It looks like Ellie.
It's you.
Hey, it's pretty fucking cool.
Baphomet. All right.
Steven. Mom. Steven.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'll check that out for sure.
Fuck yeah.
When does that come out? Let me check.
Duel, and there's no truck?
Shining Girls.
Oh, my lady.
November 29th.
Are fragile.
The Apple TV.
I want us to sketch out the right man. We just need enough details for someone who
knows. Great book, by the way.
It won't work. No one knows him.
Stanford this morning. City workers found a body from a young woman called Julia.
6 years ago, I was cut up like her.
What someone did to Julia, they tried it into you. If you train to be a reporter, then this is your story.
After what he did.
All right, I got a chance.
It starts with little things. And then big things. And nobody remembers anything different.
There are multiple women dead over multiple decades. He's the one connecting them.
There'll be more. I don't know how. But he's been watching me since I was a kid.
This is going to have to fuck up hardcore for me not to be into it.
Right.
He's all the time.
Why are you doing this? How are you doing this?
Just because something hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. We're all connected.
Things change for me just like that. And then it happens again, and again, and again.
You shouldn't be here. What's his name?
Oh, Moonshot. Nice.
Who's the man who visits you?
So... this one I'm very excited for. I do actually have the book there.
When did it come out, Dan?
Oh, it's not a new book. I mean, within the last, let's see.
That wasn't even the question. I'm just going to.
The book? When did the book come out? 2013.
Yes. That was the question.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was checking.
That's not the edition, right? That's the year it actually came out.
That's the year the book came out. Okay. Yeah, it made quite a lot of noise back then. I'm surprised it took this long because it's one I remember reading and thinking like, oh, this would make a great movie.
Looks fucking awesome.
It's one to watch. I think you in particular, Pugs, will love it. Depends. I mean, they can drop the ball, of course.
That's true. Well, I was saying in the trailer, I'm like, this is going to take a lot to fuck up for me because you got my girl in there. We got a serial killer through the ages, it looks like. I'm fucking in.
Fantastic. By the way, The Cellar is coming out April 15th.
All right.
Oh, so like all of these are like...
That's the same day as the Choose Your Own Adventure one.
I think we got like three things out on the 15th so far.
Cool. Oh, boy.
All right, what do we got next, Todd?
Next up, we have Buzz Cut. So let me just... Oh, all right. Yeah, this one looks fun. All right.
Starring Jada Pinkett.
So, how are you enjoying your first test thus far?
That outfit is on point.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't supposed to be here alone.
It's your ride, Dan.
Welcome, Hashes, to La Maison de Flatulence.
I don't know why, and it's like
I don't know what that's like.
Jim and No Name, please take your place on the seat of baptismal displeasure.
Delete! Delete!
Have you heard about the legend of the beekeeper? He lost his mind, went on a killing spree. Some say he's still out there in the woods, protecting his bees.
I don't think he's much handling this place.
You keep saying you got something for me. Well, listen, buddy, I've got something for you.
Oh, honey, do you know what cars bees like to drive?
Baby, I will cut your heart in two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This chainsaw's made for cutting. That's just what I'll do.
It's time you make the real queen bee, you royal jelly honeycomb sucking mother.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
Who's distributing that? Is that
I'm in.
It does look fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one's coming from.
Is it?
We watched this one. But...
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was having a bad dream.
All right, I'll watch it again.
Is there a monster in it?
Yes.
Well, hello there, young lady. If you need anything, just let me know.
I miss my son.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And it was very scary.
That's not out yet.
Isn't it wonderful?
It was like,
how lucky are we?
It like went up an hour before we did that last show, so I pulled
but
it in.
But I know that you and I are completely safe.
Yeah, wasn't Dan talking shit last time? It was like, oh, she hasn't been in anything, and she's like the star of Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, it was, yes, exactly.
We are not going back to Mesa, and you know why.
Yeah. Because you hate Dad.
Can we try to be happy?
Have you ever watched Pumpkin Pugs with her?
What pretty lady? In the pond.
I don't think
my son said that he saw something down by the pond.
Come here, Mom.
I think I did.
You know.
I would know.
You would know. All
right.
I do not know what that thing is, but you are never talking to it again.
Well, then I guess you'll just have to come to you.
As my litter box fan.
I am talking about an actual monster.
Have you been drinking? I think you need help.
I just wish I could go somewhere else. He comes. Go upstairs, hide in your closet.
Cody!
Cody, are you okay? If Christina Ricci wasn't in it, I'd be a little. I mean, I'll probably still watch it, but that's kind of the selling point for me. But it looks decent.
Yeah, I'm in. She's amazing in Yellow Jackets. That show is awesome as fuck. I can't wait for season two.
Now, what is that again?
I haven't finished it. Damn it!
It's a superhero. No. It's a
that
fucking,
is funny.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of girls that get stranded in the middle of the woods.
Dan's out.
After a plane crash. They're like on their way to a soccer tournament and their plane crashes. And it's about their survival in the woods, but also at the same time, it's taking place in the future and how everybody's haunted about what happened there.
Yeah. Juliette Lewis is in it also.
Now, if you had told me it was, I thought it was like a Transformers thing.
Fuck no.
No,
that's why
Bumblebee.
I didn't watch
that's Bumblebee. And then Wasp from Ant-Man.
There's a lot of fucking
just a simpleton. That's fine.
Bug superhero shit. If you had just said Yellow Jackets is not a superhero show, I'd probably.
We if you would have fucking looked it up, you motherfucker, it's a horror show. Like,
Dan needs to be
covered
on
the world.
Everything.
Women. We know how he gets about them.
I just had to say, not a superhero show. I'm in. I will watch the pilot tonight. What is it on?
Showtime, I think.
Okay.
You shouldn't have told him. You guys should have made him figure that shit out.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's just going to bug you.
This is true. He would have just hit me up. All right.
But getting back to Buzzcut, beekeeper's outfit? Yeah,
yeah
I haven't seen that. So
that is a good gimmick. I was gonna say, not
it looks
huge.
Cool, and it looks like it's gonna have awesome kills. So I'm in. I'm
stoked. Yeah. That, and I just recently saw Jackass. That'd be an interesting kill.
Oh, the bee with the bees.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the new hive. Fuck.
Oh my God. That'd be a tough one. I don't know how he mentally
that was such a good time, and just like the pick me up I needed when I saw that at the theater. Such a good experience.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The opening kaiju scene. A+. Best opener ever. So what do we got up next, Todd?
Next we got up the old Dan. Let's see what this one's about.
Oh, so this is from Unearthed Films, their new claymation movie.
Before you hit play, I was specifically told we need to do this one.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing. Hopefully, Kruger watch it, make sure there wasn't anything we shouldn't be showing.
If it's on YouTube, animated. I think you're okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's not even like a horror thing. It's just animated like comedy.
Okay.
Which is interesting. Unearth has been branching out to new things now.
Right on.
I'm assuming
Crappy Christmas is my bar.
I was trying to tell Steven about how awesome that is.
Super! Tail for no food! I'm father! Oh! Oh, yeah, please! The beer's yeah.
What the fuck?
Let the morning milking begin! What a magical sight!
Does not look like milk.
To have fun in the country.
In the countryside, you do as I say. Looks like that.
Grandpa is abusing the hell out of that cow, huh?
Nice cow. Don't be afraid. Grandpa, you don't really care about the cow, do you? How would you like to be locked up in a barn all day?
What kind of barn?
Now, this is a dub. It's going to have an original subtitle as well.
Okay.
Dan doesn't care.
Where's the cow? Your cow is on the run. Your cow has not been milked. An udder not milked for 24 hours will explode.
That's with a groundskeeper Willie.
All right, cow. Let's see how fun you get. I will be at the cow. This cow should not explode. Oh, look, an ant crawled in the other and caught fire. Amazing! I'm a bit scared too.
I hate this.
Is that Axl Rose?
I was going to say Bret Michaels, but close enough.
We got a guitar, so Bret Michaels.
Yeah, that looks like a good time.
See, that's what Nicolas Cage wanted to do in Pig.
There's a cute body there.
You just give that pig a rim job? What the fuck?
What it looked like.
Well, that looks bizarre, but definitely going to have to check that out.
Have you guys ever... also an unearthed release, Where the Dead Go to Die.
I've heard that that's really like amazing.
Twisted as hell.
Yeah.
And I actually know Jimmy Screamer Closet, old chiller.
Yeah, I think that's out of print now.
Oh, if you can still find a used copy, I do recommend. I mean, it's messed up.
I think
up
I've seen like clips of it, but I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing. I remember when it was going through like underground, like everybody was passing along saying it was like one of the most fucked up things ever made.
Mm-hmm. It is. It lives up to that label.
Watch along coming soon. All right.
Please.
But yeah, the old man, that looks fucking really, really fun. Kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know, maybe like the humor of Greasy Strangler or something like that.
Wallace and Gromit is weird. No, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for those stories now.
Wallace and Gromit with projectile bodily fluids. There you go. Yeah. It's a selling point.
Hey, for some, yeah. All right, let's see what we got next.
Oh, cool. Oh. This is Gaspar Noyer's new movie.
All right, yeah. Don't get epilepsy, Dan, on air.
And Arrow Video is going to be putting this one out, I think, in next month or maybe in June. I can't remember.
Très bien, coupé. Il n'y a pas de musique. Eh bien, s'il n'y a pas de rythme, il ne faudra pas venir pleurer. Action!
Oh, that's Homegirl from Inside.
That is a rough one to look at.
See, I told you.
Yeah, I like that shit.
Je vais trouver un défaut et je vais la virer grâce à ça.
Sois respectable et je te respecterai.
I thought it was Mariah.
I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Mais bon, le film est super beau, c'est pas grave. Mais au moment où tu le fais, la fin justifie les moyens, c'est pas grave.
Voilà, c'est beau. C'est super.
I'm in, but I'm not gonna lie. That gets a little rough.
That looks fucking awesome.
You guys didn't go to enough raves when you were young.
No.
I'm not surprised about the end.
I used to go to those all the time when I was in high school. I'm so used to that shit.
That was funny. Makes awesome. Sense.
All right, we're all going to the World's Fair.
Creepy pasta horror.
Yeah, this looked really, really cool. I saw a different trailer like a few months ago, so this is like the longer one. I just saw like a little teaser, but yeah, more creepy pasta stuff, which honestly, if you ever read those, they can get pretty, like, actually really good. So
give us a good Slender Man movie.
We did. Always Watching was awesome.
With
Doug Jones as Slender Man, that's my definitive Slender Man movie. That and the Marble Hornets YouTube series.
You know, I haven't seen the one with the one you're talking about. What is it called?
Always Watching.
Always Watching?
It's very good. You should check
it
out.
Do they have the castle in it?
I can't remember.
Was it actually Slender Man or was it Slender Man?
No, it was Slender Man, dude.
Okay. I was trying to remember. All right. I might be.
Yeah, there's a lot that are like inspired by.
Yeah, no, this was 100% Slender Man. I believe it was from the same guy who did the Marble Hornets YouTube series, which was like a ongoing YouTube series back in the day that was covering like Slender Man. It was like a found footage thing, and Always Watching is a found footage movie too.
There's another one called Slender, but it's not very good.
No, yeah, that was the like mainstream big.
No, that was Slender Man was the main.
Slender Man's the mainstream, but there is another one called Slender. And I believe there's one other whose title is escaping me at the moment, but there's a handful.
Todd, can you pull up Ben's comment? Because I definitely agree with him. He said, "I need a good Russian sleep experiment."
I'm with you. That's so good.
Yeah, that was one of like the coolest little fucking things that, when it came out on the internet, and everybody was passing around the fucking story. That was awesome. Yeah,
That's been a while, but I used to torture my niece by playing it in the car. I'm telling her it was all real.
The picture that they used, that shit is creepy as fuck. Like, I'm with you, Ben. But yeah, let's check this one out. See,
all right.
See what you guys think.
Let's see.
Hey guys, Casey here. Welcome to my channel.
Dan hates it already.
Today I'm going to be taking the World's Fair Challenge.
So, you want to join the internet's scariest online horror game? We can't be held responsible for what you become. All you have to do to get started is take the challenge.
I don't know what to expect. I want to go to the World's Fair. I want to go to the World's Fair. I want to go to the World's Fair.
This is for serious players only. I hope that you're ready to get scared together.
It was like watching myself on a TV all the way across the room.
They're getting closer.
I think I'm turning into something terrible.
I'm inside the video through the computer.
Hey, it's gotten worse. What's that movie?
Girl
House?
Yeah, Girl House. Lover Boy.
Yeah. Right here, Kruger. Right on.
I can feel the forces of the fair pulling you closer.
I see.
This looks
there.
Good.
Yeah,
you
I'm
won't
still
show your face. I swear, someday soon, I am just gonna disappear. And you won't have any idea what happened to me.
Damn.
Looks cool to me.
That looks strong. Is there a release date or any info on that one?
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a must cover for us.
For sure. All right. What do we have up next?
What do you think, chat? Does that look like a winner?
April 22nd, guys.
Damn, Jesus. April's getting backed.
We're going to have to talk when we're done, gentlemen. Pug's like, ah.
I'm ready to start,
man. Out of my fucking hands. I'll watch it eventually.
All right. Here we go. IFC Midnight, The Innocents.
Oh, I'm with Dan on this. I like IFC Midnight. They still make me excited.
Oh, yeah. I love their fucking stuff, usually. Last few years have been a little weak, but
pre-Scream Factory relationship, they were almost a sure thing. But they still
Scream
put
Factory
out a lot
ruins
of it.
Everything.
Yeah. Hunter Hunter was IFC. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, they still hit a home run once in a while. It's just
they weren't everyone like before. Yeah. It was like everything before.
Hold on.
Superhero shit.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna carry this. Hi. Var grisar? Jag kan få folk till att göra ting.
Okay.
Mama.
Looks like one of the good ones.
One of the good ones. What are we talking about here?
This one, April 15th as well. God, we got
probably the 22nd.
Yeah, I was gonna say, looks cool, could be like the X-Men in the world of Brightburn.
Yeah, right.
That movie's underrated.
May 13th for The Innocents.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, a little bit of cushion.
All right, well, we got a random one, Ben. I'm gonna share the trailer, Kruger. I'm sure you're gonna sit this one out. But Ben requested the original and the remake for us to cover. So let's check it out. I had no idea this existed. So let's check out the King Tweety trailer.
What the fuck?
Apparently it's a remake of King Ralph starring John Goodman from the 90s. So yeah, take a break, Kruger.
You're invited to a royally loony movie event.
Is someone here a long-lost member of the royal family?
Hey, that's me.
I don't like the animation style already. Family.
Is a pig going to get rim?
First of his name.
This is Cars territory, Dan, not Dan.
This pillar, this bird bath, this plush carpet is for me. Being king is the greatest.
with new royal subjects.
I'm used to getting attention, but this is really something else.
Hey, dude, stop.
For a place called the Canary Island, there sure are a lot of dogs.
I do not
here.
Like the voice accent.
Get him!
Stop! That's my brother!
And old royal problems.
We'll just have to make sure this new king has an accident as well.
Ah, my butt! I can't let Diego and his goons hurt Tweety. He won't survive the day.
Away! Putty tap, isn't this amazing?
Huh? Don't miss the all-new King Tweety movie event. Look for it on digital and DVD.
So, what the fuck is it?
Day one, for sure.
Yeah, that doesn't look like as good as King Ralph, but...
No, I'm pretty good. I don't like Tweety to begin with. I think it's a
King Ralph is hitting Blu-ray from Mill Creek, I believe. With is it paired with Pure Love? No, something else.
No, I think I'm pretty sure it's Solo, unless they're doing
okay,
two.
Yeah, Martin Short has a double Pure Luck in some other movie.
So Ralph. Is Forrest going to cover it? Because that would be awesome.
King Ralph? Yeah, I can make
that. No.
He wants
Tweety. Yeah.
When is that son of a bitch going to watch Trauma? We need to put a pause on Forrest and make
No, because we're doing the Superman 3 one first. I got to get him through one semi-normal one before I torment him with Drama.
But
we should just duct tape his ass to a chair and...
Well, we'll finish the movie whenever we do it, even if he doesn't.
Because he's going to be out in the first 3 minutes.
I know he isn't.
That's all I want.
All right. All right. What do we got next?
That's a no for me, dog. I'm good on that one.
Sorry, yeah, Ben. I tried.
Ben Grimm, are you going to watch it? I'm curious. Please.
He sounds like he's interested.
I don't know if Forrest will cover that one. Maybe I can get Juniors to happen. Maybe I'll make my kid watch it and see how long he takes to tap out. All right.
That makes Starfall actually fucking hilarious. Just we don't like the aesthetics.
All right.
Ben the chat goes, fuck no. You just
gotta put it now. Right now.
Didn't expect to see Tweety Bird tonight.
Yeah, me
never
either.
All right. Let's go to next. This. We have the yellow wallpaper. Palette.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this one.
Just strangle you right now.
What?
The Marty?
Or the Serbian film set. Prequel? Why don't we have a Serbian film set like this era? I'd watch the shit out of
for
it.
For the summer? Too.
The full core Serbian film.
Working on it.
Remix that song.
They ruined the world. Speaking of Aaron, windows and wonderful views. Come. You see the gardens and arbors from over here.
There's something wrong with this room.
You can't let those talks get the better of you. As soon as we change the paper, it will be the door. There's nothing worse for a nervous patient than to give way to these sort of fancies.
He cares for you so much and truly wants to see you get better. Except he doesn't think there's anything wrong with me.
It's a horrid smell. It's coming from the wallpaper, you know. We should burn this house down to the ground. Standing on the floor. It sticks terribly. And the pattern just enjoys it. There's bulbous heads and strangling eyes. Fungus growths just shriek with derision. And I'm getting angry now.
That looks really good. Good adaptation, yeah.
Ben said it's a famous horror story. He read it in school. I never heard of this.
Yeah, yeah, I think they're going to expand for sure.
Hmm.
That wasn't A24, was it? Did I miss the logo? Okay.
Calm down, Dan.
Doesn't mean I'm not excited. It looked great.
No, yeah, but you would be more excited if it was A24.
He doesn't even watch any of their shows, and he tries to be act like he's all into them.
All the shows. I need a list of those.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm making you work for them. One of them's pretty easy, but the other one, you're not going to get.
Would I even like it? It's not a guarantee.
I fucking love it. So you can take that either way.
50-50. We'll see.
I'm curious.
Well, you can DM me. I'll tell you what it is.
That's cool.
And you'd be like, oh, really? All right.
Is it horror? It's not horror. I knew that.
Well, I tell you, if it was horror, you'd know if it was horror because your community would be talking about it.
My community, Todd.
That's what I said. All right, here we go. Midnight.
Yeah, this just came out.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, it's a Korean like serial killer movie, I think. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm thinking of.
Really?
Well, maybe it's not what I think. I don't know.
It's the I Saw the Devil prequel? Uh-oh. Oh, she's deaf?
Damn.
Yeah, she's deaf. COVID safe. Nice.
Just me, or do all the trailers sound exactly the fucking same?
They do.
They need to stop with this fucking violin. Whatever the hell it is.
You know who you can blame for that?
Yeah, I know.
I got the rope ready. Where have I seen him from? In.
He does look familiar. Oh, there you go. From Suicide Squad.
Squid Game.
I mean, Squid Game. Squid Game. That's what I mean.
Midnight. This.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is.
April 5th.
Oh, dude, no bullshit. This became like the movie I want to see the most of the year. Looks fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, it's out really on VOD now, so
it looks okay.
You're insane. That looks fucking.
I mean, it's a Korean film. I'm gonna watch it no matter what. But I don't know
how many of those have let you down.
Not many. I mean, it's not always.
Did you guys watch Hellbound?
Did we?
Hellbound. I'm pretty sure
on Netflix with the
The TV show. I watched.
Yeah. Oh no, no.
I think
that shit was good. Yeah. I mean, the CGI was a little. You know, at times, but the story is fantastic.
I saw who our next trailer is from the studio, and I'm already scared. So let's just go into it.
Oh, boy.
If I can't have you. Midnight releasing, not known for their quality. So hold on. Let me just get that up here.
You never know. There is that occasional, like, oh, I can't believe it came from them.
I know, but it's normally the opposite. Like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. They put it out. So hopefully it's a good one.
You're Naked Neche? Have you ever considered that you criticize my profession?
Who's kidding? You're psycho!
I've come to find that people that resist my help tend to need it the most.
Is that Michael Bynes' wife?
I leave for 10 minutes and there's a boy in your room. 40 years old, Barb.
Fucking looking like you're Jake right. Paul over there.
Prisoner 08152013.
Your parole officer said you were coming in. There are a ton of crazies in the world and they all want you. Too bad none of you can have me.
Stop! You're hurting me!
God.
So much as
look at him. I'm being good.
Look who it is, the prodigal psycho.
I want you so bad.
Oh. He's still in your gimmick, Todd.
It's a modern day remake of what was that movie we saw with the wrestler?
My sister has a sketch.
He lived in the house like these fucks.
Shayna Baszler and Marina Shafir randomly popped up in it. I don't know that that was literally Shayna Baszler, but that's sure.
No, no. What was that old movie we saw with the wrestler? He lived in a house like that. He was a murderer.
Mass mutilator.
There you go.
That's the one that one guy was talking shit.
That's right.
The director was mad in the comments.
It wasn't the director. It was just some shitty actor that there, wasn't right? even.
It was like the ref. He was like a ref.
Yeah, that movie was dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that looked like this, or this looks like that, but this one will probably be better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that trailer. It doesn't look super, super low budget or anything.
The beginning looked promising.
Yeah.
So, if anything.
I'm indifferent to it. Like, I could hit or miss. If we need to cover it, I would, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, if I come across it, maybe.
All right, let's
check out Spirit Walker. This one's wasting no time.
It's an action movie.
Well, yeah, you got the trailer for
the trailer.
For...
I think it's like Asian John Wick, basically. I think.
It's like John Wick, but
I'm the one who's shit. I'm the one who's shit.
So is Dan trying to say they served his pet for dinner instead in this one?
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming he had like a pet fish, right?
It's that purple reagent.
I don't think it would be as cool as fucking this Miskatonic
you. Can you imagine Herbert West just killing people? John
Wick, my God, where is that version?
Yeah, but when Michael Myers does it, Dan's a little pussy bitch about it.
Oh, that movie fucking sucked, God, you know it.
You're down. That movie's awesome.
Herbert West is John Wick, I'm feeling it.
I'm into that too.
It's like a solid enough action movie.
I'm good on that one.
Yeah, I'm not. It's another one I might pick up.
What was that movie, Infinite, with Mark Wahlberg? Seems a little bit like that.
I didn't see that one.
You're not missing anything, dude.
I figured.
This one just started.
Any more hallucinations?
God, okay. You guys ready? Because this one's ready.
Yeah, go for it. Put it in. Captors.
Extreme psychological horror.
I'll force it in. Here we go.
Any more hallucinations? You've got to confront it fully.
Miss Lashley, pleasure to meet you. Charles Dusker. You've been named in the will of your recently deceased
Lionsgate,
uncle.
Someone's making Fox pop up.
You're collect your inheritance. You have to show up in person as required by the will.
When she moved in.
Oh, trailer voice.
I was just going to say.
She had no idea.
This is like something I bought on a blind buy in like 2002.
Yeah, right?
I miss trailer voice.
I do too.
Hello, Alice.
In a world.
In a world.
Why mean everything to you?
When they know everything about you.
I just wanted to lure you back here.
You have everything to fear.
Enjoy the house again. I hope you like the food. I added a few treats.
Albert Fish Specials.
My voice is tricking you into thinking this is good.
You have nothing to fear. After all, I'm dead. Or am I?
Captors.
I was going to say, is anyone...
Look for it on digital.
Is anyone
I'll check excited? It out.
That didn't even say look for it on DVD. Strictly look for it on digital. Like, we're not even bothering.
I don't think it looks like the fucking tumor you're all making it out to be, but it's okay.
The voiceover is what was making me pop more than anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That is sort of like one of those 996 Walmart impulse buys.
Well, you're not. It's look for it on digital.
This just came out. Actually, I would have gotten it if it was the Blu-ray today. But it's a Russian
yeah,
movie. Ice.
Yeah, demon. Screen Factory put it out.
Aren't we not supposed to watch that right now?
That scares me. I know. Come on, Dan. What are you making? Oh,
know
come
TV
on, Krieger. What are you making us watch? Hey, I'm bad. I already watched Project Gemini like the week that shit happened. So.
I'm not saying watch this one for free. Or... We don't
Shout Studios, that sign of quality.
Hey, Baba Yaga that they put out.
They got like two good movies. Years ago. Yeah, that
awesome. Broken Clock is right twice a day.
The other one's that slasher one.
Mom, they found Dad. Your family? I'm his wife.
Ex-wife.
For almost a decade.
Stupid bitch.
I don't know if he was alive or dead. Do you really think he can hear us? Of course he can. That's why it's important that we keep talking to him. Papa, if you can hear this, give me a sign.
You should totally flip his lid after he found out your mom got your old man back home.
What happened, Michelle? Did you get yourself a rival?
Hey, Tinder.
What's going on with you? This is just strange.
I'm gonna beat his meat while he's fucking passed out? Dirty hell.
Come to dinner.
Oh, fuck that noise.
Papa is here.
You will buy this. Or we will invade someone else.
All right. Well,
it doesn't really give a whole lot, so I can't really say a whole lot about it.
I'm here to end for the security position. I was thinking about switching back to the night shift so I could focus on my painting during the day.
You paint?
Candyman?
That's all I've ever wanted to do.
This job is simple. We're showing a valuable painting, and we don't want to leave it alone at night. Les morts parlent encore. The dead speak again. I know it doesn't look like much, but you have to know the story behind it.
The person in the painting that walks around at night speaks to me.
Who are you?
Mentor. Now, you and I are connected.
I want to learn everything that you can teach me.
I can help you reach your full potential. First lesson, each piece should be done as if it were in your own blood. This is what it takes.
I've been doing the best work I've ever done. I need to be around that painting.
You don't have to turn yourself into some
reminds
kind of...
Reminds me of that creep show.
Yeah, with that one asshole.
For Say My Name to start playing.
I was waiting for some 90s song to start playing slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't look.
I think it was cool. I like the art, though.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try to blow through some of the last ones since we're getting close, so...
Every? Every? The fuck does that say? Oh, Avery.
Avery.
Aviary. Sorry.
Aviary. There we go. Hey, it's Rangers. Fun. Not anymore. Yeah. Bandai now.
I just feel like he's here with us. That was Seth's power. He got us lost in our own minds. Something was changing at the aviary. We had to leave before somebody got killed.
I didn't join a cult.
But that's what it was.
I didn't know what it was.
How long till gallop?
2 days.
Just keep us going in
this
straight
line. We're all stuck in this
little
bullshit.
Help.
What? Did you hear that? It's a phone.
Seth has our phone.
I know. Where?
Is it a body?
What did you see?
Well, I'm interested if there's a body.
Computer. It's not just us running away.
What's in the way of your joy today?
Do you know what we can do to him with this? Oh my god. It's civilization.
Is anybody here?
No.
Gallup is 25 miles in the wrong direction.
How is that possible?
Amen.
Repeat after me.
Why do you keep talking like him?
Blair. Blair. Repeat after me.
That's my handwriting. I didn't write that. I didn't write that.
Repeat after me.
He doesn't know where we are in our minds, but he is in there with us.
Try it again. Blair. Very good.
You're not Seth.
It looks solid. I'd probably check it out.
That did nothing for me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same. Either.
Well, April 29th.
Hey, well,
in theaters, see. Really?
Well, okay. You know that goes.
That can be two theaters. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
All right.
Ariska.
That's right. Of course, there's a long break on that one.
Hunting Souls.
Sophie, where did you get these marks?
What marks?
If there's an entity around, then it's not a good idea to be doing this.
It's the only house without power.
Well, someone made the call.
A cell phone, pig. Thank you for your service.
This is not real. This is not real.
It's you.
Take a big shit.
I thought the same exact thing.
So anyone looking forward to that?
I mean, I guess the creature thing like's kind of weird.
Like the end right there kind of got
the
me
head was back cool. On board.
Yeah, I mean that's another one. It could be nothing. Could be I am not sold either way by the trailer. It's hard to say.
Shepherd.
No, there's the best trailer noises. Sorry,
sleep. A lot.
Why, Eric?
Is that a baby coffin?
The dreams.
You can put eyes in it, it's cooler.
Why?
I go to the dreams.
Why?
Rachel.
I'm into this.
This looks good so far.
To this place. It's a far way out west.
Breathing space, Mr. Black.
Oh.
Just that, what's her ass? Right?
The witch.
The old cottage.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones. It's
just me and you, Buckstone. It's just me and you.
Dude, on the other side of that island is Lamb.
Something's haunting me, Mr. Time. Black. I can see it.
I'm already in on this one.
That's a cool.
What you know. You can't to remember the... follow your blood.
Mikey Lamb.
Buckstone. Is
fucking Ada going to pop out?
Mm-hmm. Lamb, too.
Nothing that can't be remedied with a little honesty, son.
Who's that?
Mother, the devil's child.
What have you done?
You're a bad omen, Mr. Black.
What have you done?
A curse in the very ground you walk on.
He was a selfish, ungodly whore. Cast down into the fires of hell.
That is some Game of Thrones shit. Fuck yeah.
Quick up!
Randy.
Don't need to watch that.
Oh, dude.
It's nah.
Mark, this was so good. I don't know what's wrong with you, Todd.
That I don't like Game of Thrones?
Shit, that's not a Game of Thrones.
Dude, that was Ramsay's bullshit with the filleted men across.
Oh, sure, but I'm saying that's a little more than just Game of Thrones. That was awesome.
I would like Game of
Thrones. I hate this town.
Something weird is going on.
Your name is really Renfield?
It's a bit odd, but harmless.
No master, please!
I'm made for dance cameos. I'm not watching this.
You have to, for sure.
The shark and guy are intertwined.
Dan will make his letterbox. Oh my god.
If he knew the twisted mind of yours! If he disobeyed one more time, you'll end up with a sacrifice!
No. They didn't even change the green screen in the car.
This is rough, starts. Even by my standards.
Sure, you stop, please. Or you're
blind dead, Dan.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'm really mad that there's not a vampire shark. What the fuck? There we go.
Sharkula.
Fucking sharks from Venice all over again.
Yeah,
I don't think we need to see that one.
All I know is finally our last trailer is the end of a trilogy, so I've been looking forward to it. So,
end of a trilogy.
End of a trilogy.
Return of the Jedi. Titanic.
I was on the deck of the Titanic when I started hearing something.
Gotta be better than Ghost Ship.
110 years after the launch of the original, Titanic 3 will set sail in just a few hours on the same path as her namesake.
Oh my god, look at this ship!
So it is the sequel to Titanic.
Yeah.
We have cosplayers, mediums, relatives, and as you know, priceless relics from the original Titanic disaster.
Full throttle. Full throttle. To the best crew on the Atlantic! We are in open water!
On behalf of the White Star Lines, we'd like to welcome you aboard this maiden voyage of Titanic 3.
So you thought you could just steal these from their final resting place?
I preserve them so their memories can live on.
I bet you're going to want to know what hidden treasures are around here.
Oh, I didn't recognize. That's what's her ass. Excision.
What is she doing?
She wanted to give Putin a hug while he was growing up.
How long has this been happening?
You are on hallowed water and you have desecrated it.
See, that's my kind of trash.
I want Rose to come up from the water and just like, dick.
Is that?
Dick.
I'm not saying no to that one.
Is it? I was going to say, guys, Kruger's got to watch Sharkula if you request it on patreon.com/flesh.
Or you can just say fuck everyone like you do about the letterbox.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that. That's not a patron.
It's here. Implied. Dude.
They, you asked if they say do it, we'll do it. And then everyone in the chat said do it.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't doing it. I just
you.
Haven't.
Well, you haven't done it, and it's been a week.
I didn't put a time stamp.
Well, I'm going to put a time. You got a week. Otherwise, Dan's going to be muted the whole show.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that actually looks pretty good.
Entertaining.
I was surprised.
I mean, I'm not expecting much.
I mean, it's Asylum, so you're not going to... I think it's Asylum, right?
Look better than Shark. Yeah.
There's also one out called Noah's Shark.
Yeah,
that's another.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, here we go. Let's do this gameplay footage. I know we're pressed for time tonight.
All right, yeah, it's only like 5 minutes. So, yeah, at the top of the hour, we said we're going to show some gameplay from the gameplay trailer for Tormentor. So let's get right into this shit. If you don't want to see some shit, get the fuck out, like it says.
All right.
Everyone here should be pretty cool. Oh, fucking animal corpse.
Right.
So does our lead have a name? Does our hero have a name?
Just as of right now, Tormentor.
Okay.
And basically, the story to it is that he's torturing people in the dark web. For a company that's going to give him like a experimental drug to help his mind because he's a fucking maniac. So he's streaming his tortures on the dark web.
I think you should split up. This way we'll find a way out faster.
You're joking, right? There is no escape.
This is the game mode, the manhunt game mode, where you go and attack your captors.
I don't even know where he is.
Why they're trying to escape. It does look very similar to Manhunt as far as gameplay wise.
Did you hear that?
Seeing that little roll. Yeah, this is 100. Have you guys ever played Manhunt? Yes, one game.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stealth game, but so it was pretty difficult. But.
Oh, okay, I see the cover. I recommend. I remember that now.
It was like another controversial game because of how violent it was. Like when you went to execute people, you could like hold down the button to make it more violent.
I don't get this whole anti-violence thing when our country loves violence. I mean,
I think it's just like you being in control of the violence rather than just watching it. But yeah, I'm all for this shit. All right, yeah. So it looks like it's going to be like people hiding from you, you having to hide from people with weapons.
Look at him go.
Yeah. Ooh.
Out three ways. That's fucking... Oh, shit.
You want to stay in there so bad?
I love how he just... Oh! Oh, you done fucked up, son.
can we put a little hat on him? Give him a few extra pounds. Make him.
Yeah, that's going to be the cool thing is you can totally make the victims people that you know. You can name them and change them, customize them enough to really do some cool shit.
First one Dan's making is Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
fuck yeah! Evisceration plague,
right?
Uh oh, Pugs, you can read this one.
Ben Grimm, I'm a patron, and I'd like Dan to have a letterbox. Ben Grimm, thank you.
I've got a week.
Yes, you got to see.
Okay, come Wednesday. If you don't do it, you're gonna get fucked up.
Oh shit, she's naked too.
Well, thankfully it's blurred. Yeah. Well, for this at least,
she must be Japanese.
No, it'll be.
yeah, right. I was gonna say Todd was gonna have to do some editing.
But there we go. That's our country in a nutshell. They have no problem with all the murder, but one city. Oh,
you're fucking correct, dude.
Every other country is the opposite. Mm-hmm. But We're weird. Titties make us uncomfortable. Well, not us.
Yeah, they get tits in like commercials. It's like fucking rad.
Fuck yeah.
And you know what? They're a happier country, whoever it is.
I like this guy.
Yeah, just knocking shit over, hiding his victims in there. Now, there was a kill sequence that I saw in the little trailer that I think they're going to play in here that looks absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Jamie Hart, this looks fun. Yeah.
Oh.
Dan, I'm wondering if Hayden knows about this one.
Like, what the hell? Like,
here we go. This is the kill I was talking about. Oh. Watch this shit.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I'm in.
Take my fucking money.
Yeah. For oh shit. He's got like fucking needles stuck in the mask. Wish list. So yeah, put it on your Steam wish list for now if you're a PC gamer, and it should be coming to consoles next year. So
that was one of those Megan is missing barrels.
Yeah, right? No, yeah.
Gonna have a lot bitching about this one. A lot more, I should say.
Oh, yeah. I think so. That
big Crack Rocks comment's not gonna be helpful. So that's going to be the argument against it, so we'll just let right. that one lie.
That was a joke.
We don't know that.
Yeah, how are you talking for him?
Yeah. Doesn't say he's going to. The want is there. Thought is not a crime.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about now. I think it is.
We're getting there.
Yeah. I'm going to, yeah. Okay. But,
yeah, I'm definitely in for that game. And We should do some videos when I can get my hands on it. Maybe have Torment or kill all four of us or something. That'll yes. be fun.
Fuck yeah. Oh, we can stream it on Twitch, right?
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, I've streamed on there a couple of times. I need to get back on it, do some more.
Well, fucking Tormentor's a good way to get on top on.
Tormentor, maybe I'll play through Agony because I got that and that's another one of their games. So
okay. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, well, shit. I'm yawning. What the fuck?
big Crack Rock, it's not out yet, but it will be on Steam.
Well, it looks like we got a pretty stacked April for some cool shit. So, yeah. I'm excited. I have to go back and now write down these names. I should have done it.
I can just forward you the list, Dan.
Yeah, make him work for it.
Okay, you're right. I was enabling him.
You were talking about it earlier.
Oh, I still have the...
The Googles?
Yeah. The Googles. I have it somewhere.
all right, on that note, before we get out of here, anyone?
Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. No date on this yet, but I know we said we are going to do it at some point. We're going to react to some retro commercials and ads. Some stuff that probably wouldn't fly today, and just
this is news to me, but fuck yeah, I know, let's do this.
I know we were spitballing it, and I guess Dan just
well, I figured you two were not gonna object,
yeah, we're just yeah, that no. will be a Patreon gimmick, though. So
that is Patreon exclusive, yes,
because some of these commercials we will need the handcuffs off,
yeah. All right. Back when cartoons sold cigarettes and to kids and
Philip Morris doing the Lord's work. Thank you for smoking. That's a great movie.
So yeah, guys, if you haven't already, hit that thumbs up and be sure to share us on your social media. Other than that, what do I have coming up? I forget the date offhand, but since the Greatest Wrestler Tournament was so popular, I'm going to be joining S'mores and Doors for Greatest Adult Film Star.
Oh, male or female?
Well, we know who Dan's going to pick. So.
I believe just female. Okay. I believe just female on that one. So, yeah. No
I was only half joking, but yeah, I was going to say Rocco Siffredi has to be number one.
Dan's
going to fight for a certain inmate, let's be real.
I didn't specify with that with Corey, so I don't know. It might be. Maybe we will include some. I don't know how that's going to work. So
Rocco Siffredi would tear the hedgehog up.
See, I knew Dan was going to fight.
You're on crack.
You know what?
Okay. Have you ever watched anybody and almost die on screen for right. fucking dick?
I'm going to give you Super Hornio Brothers.
Look, that's awesome. I'm just saying, as a star, Rocco Siffredi fucks that dude up. He's a crossover star, too. But you know what? Why am I helping you?
So is Ron Jeremy. Trauma.
Jamie Hart. Why just female? Exactly. She demands dick.
Well, chat, help her out with that. Go ahead.
We're not telling you to send unsolicited dick pics. Do not do that. But, you know, ask first.
May I send you a dick?
Don't there be creepy. Say hello first. Be nice.
Yeah, Dan's just gonna everyone see him. Dick pic? Question mark. Dick pic? Question mark.
Ooh, Orc says Robert Eggers is getting interviewed next Wednesday on Twitch.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to his new one, Norseman.
Oh my god! Yes.
Fuck! I have to actually book that seat.
I don't think it's. Did it go on sale yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Should be less than 3 weeks.
I don't think it did.
It did for my theater.
Okay, well, today, yeah, maybe not AMC. No. But anyway,
all right. Before we go, Ben Graham, I highly disagree. Fuck that bitch. I'm not even saying fucking name. I'm not saying her name. It's
I
don't
even
chat.
See the comment, so I can't.
Oh, what's your beef with? Is this another like Sean Clark situation?
Well, you know, save it.
What'd she do to you?
I'm trying to rap you fuckers.
You're talking porn hotel.
Well, let's fucking talk, be like Mia and Khalifa and get the fuck out of here. You all suck. I hate it here. I was abused. Stupid bitch. Say goodnight, Dan.
Good night. Yeah, just good night. That's all.
God bless.
Good evening.
Stay good sick, motherfuckers.
Say it again, Kruger. Fucking asshole.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Right on. Dan, any last words? Too fucking bad. I'll see you in Disneyland.
What they?